This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 480. Can I increase to an IELTS 7 in 30 days?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today we answer a question from a listener. Is 30 days enough time to boost your score to a 7 overall and in each section? Find out today.
Hey Jessica, how's it going out there in, oh, you're not in Portland, you're in my kitchen.
I'm in your kitchen. I'm in your kitchen and you're not. That's what's funny.
That's so crazy. So crazy. Our setup today. What is going on? Why are we on the phone while we're in the same house right now?
Like, that's so funny. We tried to record at the same table, like in the same room. And that, guys, it doesn't work. We're not set up for this. We're set up for like remote collaboration.
Yeah.
In-person collaboration with all the devices. It doesn't work. It's so weird.
It's so weird. So for our listeners who have no idea what's going on, Jessica did not move to Boston, but she's here for the weekend for the Boston adventure. If you guys don't know what that is, go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston. We have some lucky All Ears English listeners who are coming to Boston this weekend to go through an urban adventure using their English skills. Jessica, how are you feeling about this weekend? Other than the jet lag, how are you feeling?
I know. I'm stoked, man. I'm like, I feel an energy from being in a new city, and I feel this like unknown, like undefined excitement, because I know that I get to meet such amazing, fascinating people.
Awesome.
Right? And like, it's looking forward to this like hugely positive experience that I know that I'm going to get a lot out of it personally, but like the students will too. And just seeing what shape that takes is exciting. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. I'm feeling great. I mean, we're going to be meeting our lucky listeners here in about 5 hours at 8 p.m. for the informal happy hour. And this time around, it's been a lot more relaxed just getting organized because it's our second time running this program. So I feel like this time we can enjoy it more because the logistics are more taken care of than last time. So feeling good, feeling good.
Well, I'm the lucky one because you took care of all the legwork and all the anxiety like stuff last time. And so now I get to come to Boston and I get to do like amazing activities with students and everything's cool.
It's so good. It's so good. I think one of our lucky listeners who's coming just posted a photo of himself getting on the train, going to the airport from Chicago, getting ready to come. And tonight the native speakers are going to be there, guys. In this program, we throw you right into these challenges with native speakers. So you're not isolated as students. You've got native speaking friends here talking with you and encouraging you and helping you. So it's pretty different from anything that's out there right now on the market, guys. So go over to allearsenglish.com/Boston and sign up for the next one.
You know, I know this is an IELTS episode. We will get to IELTS, guys, but it did just occur to me how unique this program is because, I mean, you studied abroad, right?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I studied abroad too. And you know what? I studied abroad in Spain. I didn't have to speak a whole lot of Spanish. These sort of like immersion programs are not usually immersive. They kind of like put it on your shoulders.
That's
and
true.
Some people do, right? But it's hard, like, because it's not set up for you and you don't have the confidence yet to like create a situation in which you're speaking English, right?
Exactly.
So we're creating all of it, like all of these super fun situations for like 3 full days with so native good. Speakers. It's incredible.
It's incredible. So guys, if you're focused on IELTS right now, that's fine. Stay focused on IELTS, pass the exam, right, with our help here. And then your next step is the Boston Adventure. If you're getting ready to live in a new country, in an English-speaking country, even if it's not the U.S., this one of these adventure weekends would be perfect for you, right? Because you'll dive into the culture, get to know what real English is all about, and test where you're at in terms of your level.
I was just talking to one of our IELTS students about that the other day. He's like, I need that when I'm done. I'm like, you are welcome to come.
Yeah, there you go. It's perfect. Perfect.
Okay, so we are here for IELTS, however, even though we're in the same house, different rooms. okay, so we got an email from a student.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about that email. So she's not getting the results she needs, right? Mm-hmm. Like what? So what scores did she get recently?
Okay, so this student is from the Philippines and she took the IELTS on September 30th. And these were the scores that she got. So she's trying to work in the UK, so she needs better scores. What she got was listening 6.5, reading 7, writing 5.5. Oh, the writing is always the toughie. Speaking 6.5. Okay, so she had the question was, is there a chance for her to get 7 in all 4 categories within a month?
Definitely.
That was her question for us. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do these scores tell us? Like, already we see amazing scores in everything but writing. Yeah.
Yep.
So with listening, that 6.5, oh my gosh, she already understands everything. Reading 7, mm-hmm. she has a high level of English. Speaking 6.5, again, high level of communication. She gets it. You know, like she's already good. She's just missing out on the specific testing strategies and the unique exam requirements.
Yeah.
Like, what does the examiner want? So just sort of step by step. So for listening, she only has to raise that half a band. Oh my gosh.
That's doable. Seems like that would be doable if she had like a step-by-step plan and if she really understood strategies for the listening test.
Completely. And I gotta say, the listening strategies are the most straightforward of all the sections. Mm-hmm. And although they may seem, I think they seem simple at first glance, because they are simple, but that's because they're logical and these are common sense sort of strategies that most students brush past. They think like, oh, I don't need to do that, or that's not important. But really, like, these are the little keys, the three keys, if you will, to like nailing that section. So I think for sure she can raise that by half a band. Reading, Absolutely. She's good, already has a 7. Mm-hmm. And like if she takes our course and learns our strategies, that's going to go up to a 9 within a month.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And I would say though, so I mean, we basically are, well, let's keep going. Let's talk about writing and then we'll talk about overall the time frame.
Sorry?
No, yeah, no, keep going. Keep going. We're doing good.
Okay. It's like it cut out on the phone.
Oh,
why
that's
does
okay.
technology work worse in the same home?
That's a really good question.
So 7, going from a 7 to a 9 in reading, that, yes, 1 month for sure. We have the 30-day study plan, and we've actually seen results like this happen with the 30 days, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're coming in already at a high level, then, like, the 30 days is perfect. Yeah.
But I think that's the key there, right? Your English already has to be at a high level, and then it's just a matter of learning the strategies, and that can be done in 30 days. But if it's your level that's lower, it's going to be harder to raise that, I would think, in 30 days.
Exactly.
What do you think? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The 60 days is really optimum if you're at an intermediate level, because you still have room to grow in English. You still have, you know, like you still have some fluency to learn before you're going to hit those 7s in your communication for speaking and writing.
Yeah.
But if you're already there with the level, then yeah, it's just about the strategies. But so I have a sneaking suspicion here that this 5.5 in writing, it's definitely due to not knowing what the test needs from her. But it might also have just been like a case where she got an unlucky topic. You know? And so that's the other strength of following a solid study plan like ours that exposes you to a wide variety of resources from, you know, newspapers, books, movies, magazines. And that way you're sure to at least come in contact with a lot of different topics. So you'll have something to write about or speak about. Hello, lovely listeners. If you are wondering how to increase your scores before your next IELTS exam, look no further than Three Keys IELTS. We have all the strategies and practice that are guaranteed to increase your next IELTS scores. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, when you have a solid strategy system, it doesn't matter really what the topic question is. Like, I mean, certain questions are harder than others, but if you have the right strategies, you know how to tackle every one of them. So that's huge. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And knowing what you can pull from, right? Maybe she's thinking like she can only talk about personal experience on the writing exam, for example. The instructions and writing tasks too can be misleading because it's like use any examples from your life or any of your life experience or something like that.
Yeah.
And so I think some students interpret that as like, only my life experience. And so that comes out as being informal, and it can be hard to use academic vocabulary when you're talking about a personal example.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think maybe she just needs an IELTS professional to tell her about the test, really.
Yeah. No, it's clear that this student will not be able to raise her score to a 7 in all categories alone. I mean, that's definitely one clear conclusion from today's episode.
For sure. Oh, for sure. She needs to raise the writing by a band and a half.
It's quite a jump.
Yeah, that's pretty huge. But as we already can see her level, what we're guessing, it's just the testing strategies, basically, like how to organize your ideas. It's these like specific things connected to the scoring system, like use these linking words, this many paragraphs, organize the body paragraph like this, you know, like really specific things that won't be hard for her to do. She just hasn't been told to do it yet.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What do you think about speaking here? She's got a 6.5.
You know, that can be tricky, really tricky. I was wondering how I would address this because you know, we don't know what that 0.5 holding her back is. Sometimes with speaking, it could be really unique depending on the student. It could be a pronunciation thing. It could be a lack of range of vocabulary thing. You know, that's really, she would really need to know all four categories that she's graded on, what the examiner needs to hear for each one, and really figure out where, like, what's holding her back.
Yeah.
Because that with, I mean, with writing, it's pretty much like, okay, you just need to use these linking words, this organization, fulfill this and this and this. It's an, sort of an easier checklist for writing, I feel like.
Yeah.
But for speaking, like there's so many factors that go into your speaking score, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I mean, the final question that she asked was, do we have a one-on-one coach in writing? I mean, what do you think about the idea? A lot of students want to just focus on that one skill that seems lowest and only do that to prepare. What would you say to her there, Jessica?
I would say, no, thank you. No, I'm just kidding. I would say, you know, I'm, it's so hard. Like, I wish I could say that I could meet with everybody to teach them what they need, but we're beyond that because we've already developed so much amazing material.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all tied together. And I don't have time to reteach something that I've already made. Like the students that I get to work with are working so hard. They have already learned and done their best to apply all of the tips from the writing module, which is huge.
That's huge.
And Therefore, they only need that 1 hour with me to secure their score.
Yep.
But if she hasn't been through the whole, like, if she hasn't put in the hours in our writing module, and not just that, but in our whole study plan to develop the culture of thinking, to develop and tie in all the skills, if she hasn't put in all those hours, I'm not going to be able to teach her what she needs in an hour. You know what I mean? Like, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, because we do get this question from students a lot. They want to focus just on that one section of the test, and they want to work directly with a coach right away. But guys, that is not our approach. Actually, nobody gets to work with Jessica unless they've gone through the course. They've gone through those modules. So yes, come into our course, join our course, go through our step-by-step study plan for all the modules, not just writing, but go heavy on the writing module, because the writing module is heavy. It'll give you what you need. And then set up your time with Jessica. So you want to choose the personal coach plan. That would be the way to raise that score in 30 days. And that's the only way that we can really see that happening.
You know, and I mean, I understand where they're coming from, like trying to save time, save money, like take a shortcut, because they're like, I only need writing, so just give me that. But there's two things there. Like, first of all, why not raise all of your other scores too? Which, why not? And then second of all of these skills are intertwined. You can't just learn one thing. And I can't just teach one thing either. Like, even at the very beginning of when I meet students, I don't just talk about writing in the writing section or just talk about speaking in the speaking section.
Yeah.
Like, I do a really quick needs analysis to check in with them about all their all their skills, like where are we at with reading and listening? Because sometimes I will learn something in that initial conversation that will tie in with a writing problem or tie in with a speaking problem. So everything is connected, and I don't feel like I could truly help someone get the best score unless they have like a well-rounded preparation.
Yep. It's not about looking at it from one side, one angle, one module. It's about the whole thing, guys. Okay.
Right. Awesome. Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Awesome. This is really good. So guys, I hope this student is listening today. And if you guys are in a similar situation, then come on over and get into our course. Check out our success stories at allearsenglish.com/KEYS and join the course today. Just jump in.
Jump in. Raise all of your scores.
Jump in. All right. Awesome. And Jessica, you are going to be on Facebook Live in just a few minutes. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes. You know what's funny? Sometimes I forget that we're not live talking to our students. Cause I feel like we get into such great conversations and like the energy feels like people have to be listening to us right now. This is great. Okay. So we're not live, but I will be live in like 8 minutes from now.
Yeah. There you go. Every Thursday, guys, at 3 p.m. New York time, 12 noon, Portland, Oregon time is the place and time to find Jessica. You want to find her on our Facebook page at facebook.com/allearsenglish. Awesome.
There you go. Super fun.
Okay. Very cool. Have fun on Facebook Live today.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. Hey, you should walk by in the background just to say hi.
Maybe I will. All right. Take care.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again, and see you soon.